just to understand that our elders and seniors, how they explain to us all beautifully, to get this iman, to purify the eyes, to purify our hearts, to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it explains in this kitab, that haram glances, the clashing of eyes is zina of the eyes. The clashing of eyes is zina of the eyes. One alim explained to our honorable sheikh also, in a very humorous way, when it comes to the eyes, how to control the eyes, because it's become a disease right now. We can't control the eyes anymore. And we don't regard it as a guna and sin. It's a major sin. Major sin to abuse the eyes, because it's the biggest avenue where the poison will come into the heart. Once the poison comes into the heart, then the heart becomes black. We can read the Quran Sharif also, the dhikr of Allah, but the eyes is not in control right now. Alim explained to Hazrat and he says that all we got to do when you're going at top speed on the highway, freeway, byway, wherever it is, and you see a car coming head on, all you have to do is put your dims. He puts his dims, you put dims, alhamdulillah, no accident. But if you got brights and she got brights, head on collision. Then there's also a fear that now your grill also will go in. And then how are you going to do panel beating? You got a big problem. Put your dims. Do put brights on. So it explains also that the clashing of eyes is zina of the eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared as haram, lewd glances, haram glances, and clashing of eyes, for there is nothing to be gained from these glances, nothing to get. All you're going to look, but you receive nothing from there besides curses from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's neither any giving nor any taking by such glances. The only thing achieved is a burning regret of the heart. How I got involved. Then a person, he wastes his time, wasted himself also, became napak and impure, then he regrets, Ya Allah, what I did? What happened to me? Then my fajr namaz is gone. Now I want to become pious. I want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he can't control the eyes. The only thing achieved is a burning regret of the heart. To look with lust at ghayr mahram women, one whom is allowed to marry in terms of the sharia is haram. This is a riwayat and narration of Bukhari Sharif. Zina al-ayn al-nazar. And the zina of the eyes is looking. That's why we reiterate, my dear brothers. This whole internet, especially the apps, is designed for zina of the eyes. From there, it takes to a second step. She's sending you a message. You reply. It's all in innocence. Nothing. We're not really doing anything. Before you know it, let's meet here. Let's do this. Let's go out. Before a person knows, he's involved already. He's in a dark life. And the darkness of this dunya, the darkness of dunya are these things. The porn, the drugs, the clubs, these are all the muck of dunya. The muck of Allah Pak, save us. Once we're exposed, then it becomes jihad of life. Till mawt, I've got to fight this temptation. It's going to irk me all the time. So we've got to keep our eyes and our hearts clean. That person who looks at anyone's daughter or daughter-in-law, anyone's daughter or daughter-in-law, one who stares at any girl, any woman along the roads, in schools, in airports, on the railway stations, or wherever else it may be, such a stare, such a gaze is haram and constitutes zina of the eyes. Similarly, one who stares at beardless youth is also guilty of a haram action. Beardless, we call them amrad. Young boys, they don't have beards also. They're permissible to be alone with them. And now it's all this. They put the letters together, LG, whatever it may be. You can see what is happening right now. This is our Kaaba told us 30, 40 years ago. When it comes to young lads, young boys also, be careful. Don't be alone with them. Doesn't have a beard yet, don't be alone. Don't look away, and if you have to speak to them, look away and speak. Otherwise, something, shaitan will play with your feelings and your heart after that. Before a person knows, he gets involved with it. What does one call that person who is bold enough to taste the salty tang of beauty, the salty tang of beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared haram? Would he be called namak halal or namak haram? Is namak haram that? Is haram. So, namak means salt. Is haram salt. Let those who are involved in, who are guilty of tasting the haram salt of beauty, declare what is the condition of such tasting. Is this tasting, this gazing halal or haram? You be the judge yourself and declare what the fatwa is. I will say nothing. The conclusion we reach is that we must not even venture anywhere close to those actions declared haram by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person should not think now, even for the masturah, the ladies, they have to control their eyes also. Doesn't mean I'm wearing parda, hijab, so I can look everywhere. is also temptation. As one apa told the ladies, if you look after your eyes, don't even look at Sipo also. Don't look at that. Sipo also. Oh, Ramzan, oh, Shaban. Can't look at them. No problem. Yes, the month is no problem. But the Ramzan, Shaban, that's working in the garden, you can't look at him also. And now we got open hair, and there's a cloak or just one kaftan on. Not permissible. When's the last time now he had intimacy with his wife? Something will come into his heart also. He's also a human being. So all you see that destroying our homes, my dear. Shaitan is coming, the darkness is coming, Noor is living. The effects of gunas and sins. Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi takes an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that as many people as they are who sport with their gazes, who sport with their gaze, it becomes like a sport, eyeballing. What do they call it? Eyeballing. He's using his eyes. He's looking at haram things. Who sport with carnal love, who sport with as many forms of sport they are, I have not found a single one with peace of mind. As it says, I haven't found any of them. It's a double life. I may know those that are involved, it's a double life. It's a chore's life, life of a chore. I have a double identity. That one is now with parents, with friends, with asatiza, I'm somebody else. But I've got this dark avenue in my life. And it's pulling me all the time. The double life I'm leading. Nobody got sukoon, contentment. If I'm good company also, I want to run away. I don't want to go too close. I don't become too pious also. Because the avenue I want it open. So to say, I'm enjoying it. But it's haram. It's the same haram, salt, that I want to enjoy. I've not found a single person with peace of mind, with contentment of heart. A poet says, on lifting my head from your threshold, that is the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on lifting my head from your threshold to the earth, did I plummet from the heavens. Long as my head was by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was safe, oh my Allah. Once I raised my head and looked around, then I fell completely to the ground. Then everything went.